Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Saturday's announcement for President-elect Trump that he has chosen Brooke Rollins to serve as Secretary of Agriculture means that he's selected his entire cabinet. But Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota tells ABC's This Week there's the risk of a delay in getting them confirmed since the transformation has not agreed to FBI background checks.
If they keep delaying on these background checks, we will have a delay in getting these cabinet officials in, and I don't want to have a delay. I want to have the hearings. I want to make a decision on each one of them on the merits, as I've done in the past, and I can't do that without the background checks.
Some Republicans have floated the idea of recess appointments that would allow the president to appoint someone to serve for up to 2 years without a Senate vote. The TSA estimates it's going to screen more than 18 million air travelers through next Monday, but warns of staffing shortages that could cause delays. The weather could also be a factor. There are more than 500 delays today. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. November is Military Family Appreciation Month, and moving from military service into the workforce can be a tough transition, both for the service member and their family. Simone Perez reports.
About 200,000 service members a year transition from active duty to civilian life, and many experience rescinded offers, underemployment, or inadequate preparation for their transition. Jonathan Pride from NPower, an organization that provides skill training to veterans and their families, says uncertainty is one of their biggest challenges in the transition.
A lot of the time, it's the only job they've ever had, and so they don't know how their skills will translate on the other side with corporations and partners and employers. Trying to translate their skills and their experiences into a resume, I think, is one of the hardest things.
The National Veterans Training Institute found that veteran unemployment dropped by more than 3% in 2023. But Pride says veterans also run into what he calls the paper ceiling, a barrier that keeps workers without college degrees from getting higher wage jobs. Given the frequency of moves, service members often don't finish their schooling in one place. Price says many times they leave the military with some college or maybe a couple classes away from a degree.
When an employer has a paper ceiling in place where the minimum expectation is a college degree, sometimes that disqualifies many qualified veterans and veteran spouses who could do very well in these roles, but because they don't have a college degree, they're barred from entry into that employer.
Pride says NPower looks past the degree requirements to work directly with employers to place veterans in apprenticeships. That way they can learn on the job, pursue an education, and earn a paycheck. I'm Simone Perez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks make it three in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 125-119 win over the Hornets. Milwaukee's now won three in a row, five of their last six, despite the Hornets, LaMelo Ball scoring 50 points. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, this was going to be a hard game. You know, the way I looked at it, through the schedule, your last game at home, playing a back-to-back at home, I did not want to put Giannis back in the game, but we had to, with five or whatever left. But I'm just happy we won the game, and we'll fix the other stuff.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team facing Pittsburgh today in their tournament in Orlando. Marquette remains undefeated after beating the Georgia Bulldogs 80-69. College football, Wisconsin losing at Nebraska 44-25. The Badgers move the ball at the start of the game but missed two field goals.
Yeah, those are the things on the road you just can't have happen. You got to find ways, and that was definitely not one of the things that helped us.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and light southeast winds today. Highs in the lower 40s. There will be a chance of rain tonight, changing to a little bit of light snow as temperatures cool to the lower 30s. And we'll see a little light snow Monday. Temperatures will fall.
Right now it's 34. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to Jeff Mandel of Law Forward on potential discipline against disgraced former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The music of the stars back on for our final hour on this Sunday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Lou Regani and the music of the stars. Dmitri Tiomkin. From Angel on My Shoulder.
Find the boy to love me true.
That is Shelby Flint.
Comedian George Wallace and Marty Saint. And now, here's Johnny.
I'm just number one on your list of things to be thankful for. let us bow our heads and I ask the prayer, thank the Lord for the jokes we're about to receive. I couldn't even get the benediction out, could I? Now, before I start the show, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming. I mean that. Now, this is a good chance to set the record straight. Do you notice who's working on a holiday? While David Letterman, Bill Cosby, Bob Newhart, John Davidson, and David Brenner are home with their families? I'm here. That's right. Of course, I only work holidays. That's it. Hey, you sound in a good mood. Have you had your Thanksgiving dinner already, or are you going to do it later? Okay, all right. Anyway, Ed is back in New York. Did the Thanksgiving Day parade today?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Macy's Day Parade.
Doc is over here, and Mr. Excitement. The only man I know who on Thanksgiving asks for brown meat. All right, Tom.
Good.
You know, I'm from the Midwest. You know that. You're up from Oregon. Right. Don't you get wax sentimental this time of the year and get homesick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. My memories take me back to the plains of Nebraska, where I grew up as a youth. That's right. And I can never forget a girl I went with and met there at Thanksgiving. She was an Indian girl. Yeah, they have a lot of Indians back in Nebraska. Princess Dying Rabbit. I'll never forget. No, today, the entire Carson family gathered at my home for it was kind of like a Norman Rockwell portrait of Thanksgiving. You know, we had the turkey, the pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, the elderberry wine. Kids were at one table, the adults sitting at the other table. I heard it was fun. I was at the Ma Maison with Swifty Lazars, so I missed it, but I understand it was a lot of fun. See, my turkey is coming earlier than I thought.
Bob Hope and Rosie Clooney, an Oscar-winning song, 1938.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yell.
And Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotel.
Ah, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh? We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. Strictly entre-nous, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Shirley Ross had the part originally in 1938, and Bob Hope with Rosie Clooney that time around. It's a breakup song. I have to tell you, I'm a big fan of Mom, Pa Kettle. Percy Kilbride, great actor. He played a villain in a couple movies you've forgotten. You just want to remember him as Pa. Here's Pa at the sermon, giving a message on his thoughts on life from Mom, Pa Kettle. Here you go.
I don't know how to preach a sermon. I can't quote from scriptures, so although I know all the words, I wouldn't know how to put them together. But I can speak from my heart. I can say how thankful I am that I have Ma and my kids. I'm thankful for the food we get and the clothes we wear. A lot of folks are always asking God for something and instead of being thankful for what they've done. I figure if he wants you to have it, it'll come because you deserve it. He gave us the mountains, the trees, the water, and the fertile land. Gave men the ability to make things and grow things. He put gold and silver, coal and oil under the ground. All man has to do is dig them up. Why, I figure that he kind of wants you to help yourself a little. He don't want to do it all. If I found out right now there was oil under my land, would I be lazy? No, sir. Right away, I'd get geared up and crowbar to start digging an oil well. The whole world could be a better place to live in if everybody would do like I do. Each morning when I wake up, I say, I thank you, God, for letting me live to see another day. And at night when I go to bed, I say, dear God, please let me live to see another tomorrow so I can prove to you that I can be a better man than I have been today. Amen.
Every doubt will fly. Now Dinah Shore and the chorus join to bring us an Irving Berlin song inspired by the American spirit of Thanksgiving.
So good.
You never had
Mister,
it so good.
You never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
You never had it so good. Sister,
miles
of happy faces,
stars.
Different styles and races, still we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good, so good.
Ice cream on your apple pie.
That's good.
Mountain streams and fish to fry.
Yum, yum.
That's good.
Flag that you can wave about.
That's good.
A mind that you can speak right out. That's good. That's good.
What our forefathers said still goes. Any American.
No,
you never.
it so good.
You never had 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 it so good, sister. Miles of happy faces,
style.
Different styles and races.
Still, we're one big neighborhood. You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good, so good, so good.
The corn upon the Kansas plain.
That's good.
That's good. And frozen foods in cellophane.
That's good.
That's good.
A hot dog in a bleacher's seat.
That's good.
A town hall where the people meet. That's good. That's good.
Old John Hancock, he said it fine.
He put it right on the line. You never had it so good, mister. You never had it so good. You never had it so good, sister. Miles of happy faces, different styles and races. Still, we're one big neighborhood. You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good, so good, so good. Not ever.
That's the maid, dear, and I understand she sleeps in.
Well, that's not very funny, Al.
Tom, you have been asking for it. The whole town's talking.
I love your new uniform. What do you wear on your day off? Eleanor, we're going to have to get rid of Sadie the Scrubber. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what I call a maid.
There are those who require alcohol to give them courage. I'm not one of them. Is it dry enough? Please, Signor.
You'll think of an answer in the morning, dear.
What she gets so mad about? She must be used to it by now.
You better get off the boat. Carolyn, I'll take you to the country club in my car.
Tom.
Now, don't you want to go with me?
Not until you grow up. I know Alan's had a few, but what do you expect people to think about the girl?
What do you think, Carolyn? Thank you. Thank you. And good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Cary Grant.
It's Christmas Eve, and you are asleep, my little one. This is such a special night for you. And for me. For you, because you will awaken to a joyful morning, filled with wonderful surprises, and all the things our love can do to delight you. There's a shining Christmas tree, and a doll, a music box, and some toys. And for me, because I will watch your happiness. All this joy we will share because of the birthday of the Christ child, who taught us that in loving and giving, we find our own happiness, and that angels do watch over us. Angels bless you, little one. While you're fast asleep, you'll awake to dancing toys, candy canes, Christmas joys. And I pray your whole life through, angels will watch over you. Loving you the way I do. My little one, sleep well. Loving you the way I do. Oh, my dear little one, sleep well. Merry Christmas.
Once again, Shelby Flint.
I will love you.
Chin, my friend, and Dean Skoll, too. A votre santé, all life through, and via con Dios.
God go with you. Good times, my friend. Shalom, shalom. Bless your family. And bless your home. Ciao.
Viva.
Pace.
Salut.
Nostrovia.
Rosi.
Lachaim.
Rizzi.
Yassi.
Schwante.
Kampai. Kung Hi Fat Joy. And Auld Lang Syne. My friend, here's to you.
The music of the stars. Here's Doris Day. Happy Thanksgiving. From all of us here at the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble out. Bless the roof and chimneys tall. Let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy and love.
And Kate Smith. stars.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
And now the three tenors.
When you walk through a storm, all you have to fight and don't be afraid. The end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. For those that weep, for those that we are in dreams before. At the end of a storm is a golden star and the sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on the rain, for your dreams be tossed and blown.
I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Are you kidding?
I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
You're loaded, Dad.
I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Like what?
No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
You know, you're better off than I am.
I've got eyes to see with.
You need glasses.
Ears to hear with.
Or fly with.
Arms to hug with. Lips to kiss with. Someone to adore.
You're a little flat, too.
How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small. I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store.
Sing it.
Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Why, you ain't at a bite.
I'm pouting, maybe. Who is this?
That's Mr. Jones.
Jonesy? I'm sorry. I knew him too well.
But you got to eat. The trouble ain't with that turkey, Mr. Jim. It's you.
I feel all right. I'm riding high, baby.
Well, why you close the inn and sit around like a jellyfish with the misery? Because a slicker stole your gal, and you ain't got fight enough to get her back. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jim, but...
Well, I tried to keep her here.
What kind of keeping is that? Nothing but tricks. If you went to Hollywood and told Miss Linda how much you loves her and misses her and told her that the way a lady likes to hear it told, I'll bet you she'd be the quickest ex-movie star that ever exed.
You're crazy, Mamie.
I'm crazy. I knows Miss Linda. I knows her like I knows my own kids. Why, she ain't the fancy type no more than you are. What she wants is what you got right here. But women has to have them things told to them the right way. You could melt her heart right down to butter if you'd only turn on the heat.
Well, Mamie, you don't try to take a fella's gal away from him after he's bought the ring. Or, as I recall, do you?
Now you are talking.
Sure, women has to be told things the right way.
Yes,
you are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends.
Thanksgiving has been. It just flew by, didn't it? Wait a minute, it's this week, that's right. But November is gone. Well, almost. All right, let's get serious. Happy Thanksgiving. From all of us here at Civic Media, I'm Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive, everybody. Reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
Music of the Stars. Next Sunday, more of the music of the stars. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to hear something we did today, I suggest downloading the Civic Media app or civicmedia.us. All our programs are categorized, and you'll see them when you click in, civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. I'm Lou Regani. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.